Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dave's world. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
There'll be a celebrity joining us very shortly. Celebrity who has no idea about this. We'll get to that in a second. First of all, John says, I hear they're developing a new biscuit in mayo. It's called a Sammy Dodger. There was always going to be mayo joke.
That is cruel.
Oh, stop feeling sorry for them. Up Tyrone.
Well, I noticed the mayo for Sam 22 messages have already been coming in for the last day or so.
Absolutely.
They're already back on the horse.
Pete says, my ex-girlfriend wants us to get back together. Man, I am so lucky this week. I won the lottery and now this. Shane says, what's orange and used to be the president of the United States? No, not Donald Trump. Barack Obama.
Oh, that is terrible.
Terrible. Irene says, why do so many people get such simple sayings wrong? Answers on the Coast Guard. Kenneth says, my wife left me because I installed CCTV in every room in the house. In fairness, I can see where she's coming from.
We hate those ones.
Murphogram says, this may make me sound a bit big-headed, but I can't get my jumper off. That's such a dad joke.
That's such a dad joke, yeah.
So is this. But it's from Mags, who's not a dad. Mags says, I was really struggling to work out how to fasten my seatbelt. Then it just clicked.
Oh, God. It's a grown
fest.
Come on,
Mags.
David says, another wooden ball? Would the makers of avocados would have killed them to invent another toy?
Now that's good, Maria.
I don't get it.
It's a Kinder, like.
Like, so the avocado, every time you open up the toy inside, is a wooden ball. Yeah, now you get it.
Now I get it.
Tony says, I went to the doctors yesterday and told him every time I cough, I hear words like knight, bishop, pawn, queen. He says, oh, you've got a chest infection.
That's terrible.
Connor says, I've been offered a job on the fish counter in my local supermarket, but I'm not sure whether I'll accept it or not. I need to weigh up the frozen prawns.
I don't think it's funny, but I'm impressed you didn't mess up the words.
Yeah, it's
God. Okay, here's an old-fashioned joke. An Englishman, an Irishman, and a Scotsman are in a psychology lesson, and the lecturer asks the Englishman, what's the opposite of joy? He says, sorrow. And he asks the Scotsman, what's the opposite of sadness? And he says, happiness. And he asks Paddy the Irishman, what's the opposite of woe? Giddy up.
That is actually a granddad joke.
A granddad joke. I love it. Naomi says, these should be read out by a celebrity. So I've brought a celebrity in today to read these jokes out.
Wow.
Where?
It's Dermot Gavin. And I haven't told Dermot Gavin that he's reading these jokes out.
No. Hello, Dermot.
Perform, monkey. Go.
How you doing, guys? Celebrity governor Dermot Gavin here.
Naomi would
been blackmailed into this because we're live on radio. Yeah. And fine, I'll get my own back, don't you?
I've no doubt.
Read this.
Yeah, read this from Naomi.
My brother is right.
Slow down there, Dermot.
My brother is dating a girl called Rosemary. I don't know what he sees in her.
Season her.
Rosemary.
Oh, God.
I want to distance myself from this. I've never seen these jokes before in my life. I've got the most organized herb garden in my street. I put it down to good time management. Time.
I like that one.
Yes, so do I.
And my neighbor says he's afraid to grow a fruit tree. I told him to grow a pear.
Thank you, Naomi, and thank you, Dermot.
I'm ruining the world here.
That last one worked because it was in Dermot Gavin's voice.
Okay, one
more. Thanks, Dermot.
One more. Niall says, a man finds a brass lamp and he rubs it vigorously. And then, in a cloud of smoke, a genie pops out and says, you have freed me from my lamp prison. I shall grant thee one wish and one wish only. Choose wisely. The man thinks for a minute and he says, okay, I want to live forever. Genie shakes his head and he says, I am sorry. This is the one and only wish I cannot grant. There must be something else. So the man thinks again for a minute and he goes, I've got it. I want to live until Mayo win the All-Ireland. Yes, sneaky fecker, says the genie.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.